John, you might have been asked this already. What do you see from the Texas A&M defense?
Yeah, they're talented. You know, that defensive line can get after you. The secondary is talented. You know, you see speed on the field. We know they're a good group, and when they play well, they're hard to move the ball on. So we got to keep them on their toes, change things up every now and then. And, you know, it's going to come down to execution as any other game.
And I know a lot of folks, it seems like the definition or the term lately is RPO. Everybody loves to talk about RPOs. How do you feel like you guys run that? And you specifically, how do you feel like you've been able to embrace that as part of your game?
Yeah, I've done a lot of it. You know, we kind of installed it my sophomore year. So just with time, you kind of get a feel for how long to ride it, you know, how long it's going to take for the receiver to maybe get open, who you're trying to key, just understanding the defense, who's the extra guy in the box that I'm trying to control with the run-pass option. And that comes with time and an understanding of what they try and run. So there's a lot that goes into it. What we do is pretty intricate in the way we run it, but that's not the only thing we run. You know, we have drop-back pass, outside zone, all the things. You know, we do a lot of stuff, and I think that makes us hard to defend.
Yeah, the SEC likes to tout itself as the best league and all those things. Does it add a little more incentive or make it a little more fun when you play an SEC team in a bowl game?
I think it's interesting, you know, the conversation about the SEC versus the ACC, and maybe it does a little bit. For us, you know, I don't want to say it matters too much. We're excited to play the game regardless of who we play. But you know, we think we're a really good conference, too. We think we're a really good football team. You know, we've played tough teams the entire season. So we're not intimidated by playing an SEC team, an SEC West team, because, you know, we're in the ACC, and we go against these teams every week.
You said you're excited no matter who you play. A lot of these bowl games, it does get down to what the team feels at stake and how excited they are. So why are you guys excited no matter who you play? What's your motivation?
I think the big thing is, you know, I'm a senior. It's my last game. I think for a lot of the seniors, you feel that, and you want to go out in the right way. And hopefully that can be passed down, you know, through the leadership to the rest of the team, that sense of urgency that you got one more shot to play football guaranteed. So I think that's a big point. Another point is, you know, we're at 7 wins. Last year we were at 7 wins. We want to take that next step, leave the program at 8 wins and keep ascending as a program. So that's kind of our goal as a senior class.
What, if anything, do you know about A&M as a school or a program before y'all knew you were playing each other?
Well, we knew they were talented. Obviously, you know, you could watch, you know, a few years ago, Johnny Manziel tearing it up. That was huge in the media a lot. But we know they're good. You know, I was born in Dallas. I don't have any relatives that went to Texas A&M, but I know how important football is there. And they have a unique brand, and they're a good football team.
So you were pretty young when Manziel was doing what he was doing. What do you remember about that?
Was I don't even know when that – how many years ago was that? Four years ago?
2012.
12 and 13. 12 and – okay, so I was in high school then. Yeah, I was on the weekends playing on Friday nights and watching him tear it up on Saturdays, so –